的 first chapter 就出来是
罗马书第八章的十五到六节。
Romans chapter 8 verses 15 to 15.
我们请我们的翻译弟兄们用英文翻译，并且保留。
Okay, I will read first in English. Romans chapter 8 verses 15 to 15.
大家仔细听啊，荷本的这个经文翻译不好，你仔细听。
Please listen attentively to the English version because the Chinese, the Union version was not a good translation. So this is coming from the ESV. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
好，你们不要误会我，我不说荷尔本不好，荷尔本在第十五节翻译的不好。
So please do not be mistaken. I'm only referring to the best and excellent translation in verse 15.
好，我把十五十六节我来读一遍啊。
So I'm now going to read in verse 15 and 16.
你们所受的不是奴仆的灵，仍旧害怕。你们所受的乃是叫你们得着儿子名分的圣灵，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们就是神的儿女。好，我们有简短的祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们感谢你，我们得到了blessed assurance。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we've received this blessed assurance。
因此我们。
Therefore, upon our salvation, we can have joy. That we ought to have joy. For this joy is beyond our settings, our environments. It cannot be wrought by mere human will. And Lord, we ask that you have mercy such that we can continue to enjoy this assurance of our salvation. That as we live on earth, it is that we live in the heavens. Lord Jesus, you have said that the joy that you've given us, no one can take it from us.That the joy of the Lord is our strength.
诗篇讲到，神喜欢用喜乐又来招我们。
That in the Psalms we are told that God loves to anoint us with joy.
因此呢，我们在圣灵里面就会喜乐。
And therefore, we will have joy in the Holy Spirit.
诗篇四十二、四十三篇的作者常说：“我的心为何忧闷？”
That the composer of Psalms 42 and 43 says, "Why are you downcast, my soul?"
但是他又喜乐起来。
And yet he can rejoice.
因为他走到神的祭坛那里。
Because he came to the altar of God.
因此我们看到基督的十字架也是我们喜乐的根源。
And so we see that the cross.Of our Lord Jesus is also the source of our joy.
十字架跟喜乐好像是双生的这个 twin.
That the cross and our joy, they are twins.
教会里啊，重庆教会里有一个寡母，有一个a widow， 她先生过世了。
There was a widow in the church. The husband had passed away.
她只有一个儿子。
She only has one son.
她跟儿子当关系很亲切啊。
She is very tight with her son.
这个儿子结婚了。
And the son was married.
那么她的妻子是一个非常强势的女人。
And the wife is a very bossy wife.
那么，这个，然后她的儿子又是个非常疼老婆的男人。
And the son is someone who doted upon the wife.
有一天，他到他儿子家。
So one day, she went to the son's home.
看到他的媳妇躺在沙发上。
Saw that her daughter-in-law was sprawled on the sofa.
而他的儿子旁边做很多的家事。
And the son was busy strolling around her doing all sorts of housework.
如果你是婆婆，你到儿子家看到这种景象，你会有什么样的感觉
？So as a mother-in-law, if you were to go to this house and you witness this particular scene, how would you feel?
从他儿子结婚以后搬出去以后。
So after the son had got married and moved out of the house,
他好像就失去了这个儿子。
It's as if she has lost the son.
然后看到这样的一个景色。
And to see this particular scene that played out before her.
你会发觉他里面是蛮愤怒的。
So in her, there was this wrath or anger was stirred up.
不，我们感谢神的是。
But what we thank the Lord for is that
第一，我们这个姐妹英文不是很好。
That our sister wasn't very proficient in her English.
说跟那个不会讲中文的ABC 是吵不起架来的。
And so there was no possibility of a conflict between her and the American-born Chinese daughter-in-law.
不过最重要的是，这个姐妹是跟随主的人。
But most importantly, this widow was someone who was a follower of Christ.
她有从圣灵来的喜乐。
She has the joy that comes from the Spirit.
那么这个时候主的灵就对她说话。
And so at this time, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to her.
假如你的媳妇是你女儿的话。
If this daughter-in-law is your daughter.
你女儿嫁给一个这么好的先生。
And your daughter is married to such a wonderful husband.
你会喜乐吗？
Would you rejoice?
他就对主说。
And she replied to the Lord.
主啊，是的，我应该喜乐。
Oh Lord, indeed, I should rejoice.
从那个时刻起。
From that moment on,
她有一个新的大改变。
She has a drastic change.
她跟她的儿子一同来疼这个媳妇。
She together with the son, came to pamper or love on this daughter-in-law.
神的国在于圣灵中的喜乐。
In the kingdom of God, there is this joy in the Holy Spirit.
讲到了这个啊。好，我们讲到了救恩的确据。
And so we're speaking about this assurance of our salvation.
The Westminster Confession 让我们知道救恩确据一共有三层。
In the Westminster Confession, we know that there are three levels of understanding to the assurance of our salvation.
最基础的是神的救恩的话语。
And that there is the most foundational, and that is the word of God.
像约翰福音三章十六节。
Such as in John 3:16.
我们所有得救人都应该有。
That is an assurance that all of us have.
第二层是内在的证据。
A second point of understanding would be the indwelling of this assurance.
我们信主以后跟随主好好聚会等等。这些经历使我们知道我们是属主的人。
That through the experiences that come after we've confessed our belief and in our following of the Lord, these help us to know more that we are saved.
但我今天要跟大家分享的是第三层。
But the third level of understanding, that's what I'm going to share with you.
就是圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And that is that the Holy Spirit testifies to our salvation that we are the sons and daughters of God.
那么这种的救恩的确据呢，是圣灵亲自做见证的。
And such a kind of assurance is a testimony borne by the Holy Spirit himself.
它是直接的、无误的、立即的。
That he directly, infallibly, immediately makes such a testimony.
往往我们要得到这第三层的经历呢，会经过一些灵魂的黑夜。
And oftentimes, for us to, in fact, to have this assurance, we will go through some of the darker nights of the soul.
刚才讲到了这个姐妹。
And so we spoke about this sister earlier.
她赢回她的那种喜乐。
And she was able to regain the joy.
她的确是流了不少眼泪。
Indeed, many tears were shed.
但是圣灵对她说话。
But the Spirit spoke to her.
但圣灵不是对她说是你是个基督徒。
The Spirit did not say to her, you are a Christian.
圣灵向她挑战，你能够接受你的媳妇像你的女儿吗？
The Spirit challenged her to see if she would be able to regard her daughter-in-law as if her own daughter.
当她走过了这个这个流泪谷
，and then when she is able to walk through this valley of tears,
她重新得着了成为基督徒的喜乐。
She regained that joy as a Christian.
诗篇一百三十篇。有点类似讲到基督徒这种灵魂黑夜的经验。
In Psalm 130, it speaks in similar terms of such an experience by a Christian through the darkness.
这个诗人在这里常常看到自己里面的罪孽。
The psalmist saw his sin; the sin was ever before him.
所以他是蛮痛苦的。
And so he was in a deep anguish.
你若查究罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？
Is to say that, Lord, if you have to examine my sins, who, or anyone's sin, who could stand before you?
所以他说，但是唯有在你这边可以得到赦免。
But it's only in you that I can receive forgiveness.
所以第一节他来到神面前向神求告。
So in verse 1, he cries out to the Lord.
还有第五节他在神面前等候耶和华给他的赦免。
And in verse 5, he waits upon the salvation that will come from the Lord.
好像守夜的等候天亮。
Such as the watchman waiting for the morning.
那么我们知道，到了第七节的时候，他已经得到了这样的一个赦免。
And by the time we arrive in verse 7, we know that he has received such a salvation.
他可以唱出那首像 Blessed Assurance 这样的诗歌。
And he is able to sing out a song such as Blessed Assurance.
所以他写了这首诗来训练训练弟兄姐妹。
And so he wrote this psalm to exhort the brothers and sisters.
以色列啊
Oh Israel,
你们都要仰望耶和华。
The hope in the Lord.
因为他有丰富的救恩。
For with him is plentiful redemption.
可以救我们脱离一切的罪孽。
That he will redeem Israel from all iniquities.
这个诗人他是亲耳听到神给他赦免的应许。
And so this psalmist who was able to hear very clearly the promise of forgiveness that
所以圣灵的见证是非常的甘甜。
And it's sweet. The testimony by the Holy Spirit, it is sweet.
我个人真的非常喜欢这首诗歌 Blessed Assurance.
I really personally do this song Blessed Assurance a lot.
我如果是你们教会的牧师的话
If I am the pastor of your church,
我每个礼拜天我都要请刚才的这个诗班来带领我们崇拜。
I will always ask this praise team to lead us week after week.
你们的年轻人带的比大人带的诗歌好多了。你们不会嫉妒哈。
So this is not to cause any jealousy or envy, but I think that the young people have led songs that were better.
我们谢谢今天的诗班。
We thank you for the praise team, the choir.
因为真的是救恩的确据是我们喜乐的泉源。
The assurance of salvation is the source of our joy.
所以罗马书八章十五十六节这两节非常的重要。
So it is important that we know Romans chapter 8 verses 15.
所以他说这个使徒说我们所得到的是什么呢
？So the apostle asked, "What is this that we have received?"
我们蒙恩的人，我们得到圣灵住在我们的里面。
That we who have received grace have also received the Holy Spirit to indwell in us.
就保罗在这里说，当我们信主以后，我们有什么经历
？So Paul asks us, what kind of experience do we have after we have been saved?
我们称神为阿爸父啊。
We do call God as our Abba Father.
全世界只有基督教的信仰是如此。
Only Christianity that does that through all the different religions of the world.
我们跟神有个非常奇妙的改变。
The dynamic between us and God has a very
为什么呢
wondrous change. Why is that?
因为这个圣灵，它使我们得到一个很大的福分。
Because this Holy Spirit has given us a wonderful blessing.
就是儿子的名分。
And that is the title, that is sonship.
当我们有了儿子名分，我们会呼叫阿爸父。
And when we have the sonship, we will call God Abba Father.
路加福音十五章那个浪子，你不要看他离开他父那么远。
In Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son, do not look at how far he has gone from the father. The son has gone from the father.
他的心中从来没有失去他的父亲。
In his heart, he has never lost his father.
他看到父亲，他嘴巴。 呼喊出来的, 是非常甜蜜的, 阿巴父,
when he saw his father, what came out of his mouth was something that was sweet and endearing, and that was Abba Father.
那个爸爸真的是很痛苦的,
the father was in deep pain.
那会叫爸爸的儿子出去不回来了。
The son who called me the father actually went out from me and never came back.
那个从来不叫爸爸的大儿子每天在家里见面。
And the one who never called me, the elder son who never called me father, is always next to me and we will have to see him every single day.
所以当我们得救以后，我们有一个非常重要经历，我们得到了儿子的名分。
And so when we have been saved, we have this very important experience, and that is sonship.
我刚才讲过了，你们刚才唱的那首诗歌啊，这些教育通通写到里面去。
So earlier, as I said, the song that we just sung, that all the doctrines have been written in that song.
我们成为 heir of salvation, 救恩的后嗣。
That we've become the heir of salvation.
我们要承受那个丰富。
That we are to inherit such abundance.
但对于这个浪子，他讲到我父家口粮有余。
But for this prodigal son, all of a sudden he realized that in his father's house is abundance.
我可以吃点东西。
That I could just have a little bit.
但是当他回来以后，
But after he returned home,
呀，他父亲给他的戒指啊，一切的一切，那就是儿子名分的丰富。
From the ring to everything else that the father lavished upon him, that was all the abundance.
不过我们再回到罗马书这一段，他讲第十六节，圣灵和我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So let us come back to Romans 8, verse 16, and that is the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
我们呼叫阿巴父。
We call God our Abba Father.
圣灵和我们同证。
The Holy Spirit Himself comes alongside us and testifies.
好像圣灵说 Amen。
It's as if the Holy Spirit says, Amen.
肯定我们是神的儿女。
To affirm that we are sons and daughters of God.
我们来看一下另外一个经节，就更为清楚。
Let us look at another passage so that we can be clearer.
加拉太书4章6节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 6.
你们既为儿子，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入我们心里，呼叫阿巴父。
And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
这两节是平行经文。
So these two verses are parallel verses.
很像，但是不一样。
They are very similar, but they're not the same.
罗马书是我们呼叫阿巴父。
In Romans, it speaks about us calling God our Father.
那么在加拉太书这里是圣灵在这里呼叫阿巴父。
In Galatians, here it is the Spirit that calls out to God our Father.
所以，那我们就知道。 在罗马书第八章这里所说的，什么叫做圣灵的同证呢？
So now we understand what it means for the Spirit Himself to bear witness.
当我们的良心见证我们是神的儿女的时候，
When our conscience testifies that we are sons and daughters of God,
圣灵也同时呼叫阿巴父。
The Holy Spirit Himself also calls out to God as Abba Father.
有两股声音。
That there are these two voices.
声音是一样的。
Same voice,
都是阿巴父,
the same title, and that is Abba.
一个是我们良心的声音,
one it comes from our conscience,
另外一个是从天上来的,
but another comes from heaven.
是圣灵直接对我们心里说的,
it is what the Spirit speaks directly into our hearts.
是非常亲切的,
it's very endearing.
是我们方才所说是 infallible, 是不会错的,
that we said earlier is infallible, it will not be wrong.
我太太常常说我的，你这个人怎么看自己怎么美？
My wife often says to me, "You see yourself as beautiful as you think you are."
这是我们的常常有的一个难处。
And this is a difficulty that each and every one of us experience.
所以这个见证可能会有些问题。
And so we say, "Well, this testimony might be a challenge."
可是圣灵的见证不会错。
But there will never be an error when it comes to the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
好。 所以这个圣灵的见证呢，清教徒说是没有错误的，是直接的，是立即的，是亲密的。
The Puritan says is that for the testimony of the Holy Spirit is infallible, it's direct, it's immediate, it's intimate.
当然，它带给我们的感受就是喜乐。
And what we gain or what we sense is the joy.
John Owen 这位清教徒曾经来诠释什么叫做没有谬误的见证。
So John Owen, the Puritan preacher, spoke about what it means to be inerrant in this testimony by the Spirit.
或许你从来没有被撒旦攻击过。
And perhaps you've never been attacked by Satan.
或者你没有在你没有被一些这个弟兄姐妹曾经挑过你的毛挑过你的毛病。
And maybe you have never experienced what it means to be picked on by brothers and sisters.
无论如何，有的时候在良心的法庭上，我们觉得我们自己是基督徒。
But no matter what the situation, there are times where, and when it comes to the court of our conscience, we could say that we are Christians.
但是控告者举出很多的例子说，你这样还叫基督徒？
But then the accuser would come along and say, well, how can you be a Christian if you are A, B, C, D, and...
就在我们自己最最这个忧郁的时候。
And so when we are in despair and depressed,
圣灵保惠师走进来。
Holy Spirit, who is our counselor, he steps in.
他就像律师站在我们的身旁。
That he is our lawyer who comes next to us.
向我们的仇敌来为我们辩护。
And that he defends for us against our enemy.
他告诉撒旦说，
He tells Satan,
你刚才讲的很多事情， 有一些可能 是真的。
All that you presented, perhaps part of it will be true.
但是有不少不是真的。
But much of it is not.
可是我要告诉你。
But I have to tell you one more thing.
你讲的那些算是对的部分。
Even for those matters that you said that were accurate,
我不用你烦恼。
There's not your business.
神的儿子耶稣在十字架上都替他清偿罪债。
That the Son of God on the cross has already paid for this person.
撒旦先生，我还要告诉你。
Mr. Satan, I'm going to tell you one more thing.
你搞错了。
That you've got it wrong.
今天应该控告的是我的客户控告你，不是你控告他。
The accusation should not be coming from you to my client, but from my client to you.
他当初之所以会犯那些罪，是谁害的？
The fact that he would be sinful, why was that?
是被你诱惑的。
It was a temptation that came from you.
应该是我的客户来控告你才对。
It should be my client accusing you.
我还要告诉你。
I have one more thing to tell you.
神的儿子如何恩待我的客户。
And how the Son of God has such gracious enactment on my client.
宝血不但是洗净了他。
That only, not only does his precious blood cleanse him.
还给他很多很多的恩惠。
But to also give him grace upon grace.
你要不要听啊？我可以一样一样讲给你。
Do you want to listen? I could list for you all the different graces.
你就会发觉这控告的撒旦一溜烟不见了。
And you could see that the Satan, this accuser, would just vanish.
这是欧文在他的书上来形容什么叫做没有谬误的见证。
And so this is how John Owen describes what it means to have an infallible testimony.
所以当我们得到这样见证的时候，成为一个基督徒，你会何等的喜乐。
So when we receive such a testimony, we as Christians, how joyful we will be.
什么叫保惠师？
What is that?
希腊文叫paracletus.
What does that mean to be a paraclete? To be someone who comes alongside you.
有个他站在我的旁边，就是律师来替我辩护的。
That he is someone who stands next to me to defend me.
因此圣灵带给我喜乐。
And therefore the Holy Spirit brings me joy.
另外一位清教徒 Tom Goodwin 他来诠释为什么这个见证是极其轻易的。
There's another Puritan, his name is Tom Goodwin, and he also had an expose on what it means to have such a close, intimate testimony.
我们与父同行。
That we are walking along with our Father.
就像你带领的儿子在路上走一样。
It's as if you're the Father taking your son out for a walk.
儿子知道我是他的父。
The son, 儿子知道。
对，他知道父亲是我的父亲。
Oh, the son knows that my father is my daddy.
或许路上讲讲话。
Maybe we'll have some conversations along the way.
突然之间是没有原因的。
And yet, out of the blue, without any particular reason,
那么这个父亲就把儿子一手抱起来，去拥抱他，亲吻他。
This father swept the son off the ground and started to lavish him with kisses.
啊，去逗他，使得儿子嘻嘻的笑。
To kind of tickle his joy, and he was just giggling.
然后父亲又把儿子放下来，牵了他手，继续前行。
And after that, the father placed the son back down on the ground, held his hand, and continued on the walk.
刚才这个叫做非常亲密的关系。
And that we can understand as a relationship that's very intimate.
就像圣灵的见证。
And that is like the testimony by the Spirit.
在这个之后，这个儿子是更加的喜乐。
So after all the kisses and the tickles, there is a closer, more intimate dynamic.
动了。Freeze. The last page?好，没关系。好，我们再回到罗马书第八章的十五十六节，我还希望你们手上把圣经摆到这个 page。
Please retain your Bible to Romans chapter 8 verses 15 to 16。
因为我们刚才都强调在，我们刚才都强调在这个第十六节。
So earlier on we placed our emphasis or focus on verse 16。
但是呢，这个第十五节他怎么说呢
？But what does it say in verse 15？
因此我们的心在呼叫阿爸父。
And so in our hearts we cry out, Abba Father.
所以这个旧的确据一共有三层。
So if we understand there's this three-tiered understanding toward the assurance of salvation.
我们自己良心的见证不是不重要。
It is.It's not as if the testimony by our conscience is not important.
非常重要。
It is very important.
Yeah, 我可以举一个经文来看。
We can look into another verse.
在约翰一书第三章有这样的一段经文。
That in
First John chapter
3.
那么这段的经文是说，你看到你很有钱，你看到你的弟兄匮乏。
We see that we are wealthy, but that our brother is impoverished.
但是我们塞住怜悯的心。
But yet we have congested our compassion.
我们对神的爱，如何能够存在我们的里面呢
？And how do we know that we have retained the love of God in us?
所以约翰说，我们的良心如果责备我们自己，神比我们的心大，那没有事情不知道的。
We know that if our conscience rebuke us.God is greater. There's nothing that He does not know.
所以我们的良心不责备我们，我们才可以向神坦然无惧。
But if our conscience does not rebuke us, then we can come boldly before God.
所以因此，一个得着圣灵见证这种大喜乐的人，他必须是一个良心有好见证的人。
And so, for someone to have great joy, there has to be such a clear conscience in the person.
他的行为在神面前必须是坦然的。
That there is a conduct before the Lord that is open.
像诗篇上所说的，谁能登耶和华的山呢
？That in Psalms, the question is asked, who can scale the mountain of the Lord?
谁能站在主的圣所呢
？That who can be in His temple?
就是守洁清心的人。
And those he who has clean hands and a pure heart.
这个美国最伟大的一个神学家 Jonathan Edwards, 他有过一本很重要的书 Religious Affections.
Religious Affections is a very important book written by a very important American theologian by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
他讲到基督徒有真实的那种宗教感情，有十二个标记。
And it says that there are 12 markers to know if a Christian has a genuine affection, a Christian affection.
最重要的是他最后提到的这个。
And the most important is this.
就是你的行为和圣洁的生活。
It's your conduct and the life of purity.
假如你可以讲到一种到天上去的见证，但是你的生活是不好的，那么那个见证是虚伪的。
It may be that you are able to talk of a storm that reaches the heavens, but if your conduct is not up to par, then this particular testimony is hypocritical.
所以跟随圣灵而有的平安非常重要。
And so the the peace that comes from walking the ways of the Spirit is very important.
在这个根基上,
in foundationally speaking,
圣灵来跟我们同证, 阿巴父,
that the Holy Spirit will come alongside us and bear witness with us that God is our Abba Father.
这是我们基督徒喜乐的泉源,
that this is the spring of our joy.
那么, 圣灵同证的经历是个怎么样的经历呢?
So what is it to have this experience of the Holy Spirit testifying alongside us?
Yeah, 我们刚才讲过, 神赐给我们的是叫我们得着儿子名分的圣灵。
So earlier we were told that we are given this Holy Spirit that affirms our sonship.
儿子名分真正的兑现不在今天。
And when it comes to the realization of this sonship, it doesn't happen in the present.
而是当我们 复活见主面的时候,
but it will happen when we are resurrected and we see our Lord.
可是儿子名分在今天有一个非常大的一个bonus,一个红利, 就是救恩的确据。
And but, oh, sorry, yes, in the present, this fact of sonship does bring about a wonderful bonus, which is the assurance of salvation.
这个彼得前书第一章这样说,
In 1 Peter, it says,
第八节说,我们都没有见过主耶稣,
that we have not seen the Lord Jesus,
但是我们爱他,
but that we love him.
我们今天虽然看不到他,
though we do not see him now,
但是因信就有说不出来, 蛮有荣光的大喜乐,
but when we believe in him and rejoice, we will rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory.
第九节, 并且得着你们信心的果效, 就是灵魂的救恩。
In verse 9, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
所以这个圣灵见证带来的喜乐, 在我们身上非常非常的重要。
And so the testimony that is brought about by the Holy Spirit is very, very important.
保罗他在罗马书第五章, 他也讲到类似的事情。
Apostle Paul in verse 5 says something of a similar, echoes that.
当我们因信称义以后,
after we have been justified by faith,
我们欢欢喜喜, 盼望神的荣耀,
that we joyfully await,
boast the hope of glory.
Okay, we boast of the hope of the glory of God, is verse 2.
好, 那么, 所以当一个基督徒会, 以神为乐的时候, 他的生活会改变, 就像刚才提到的那个姐妹一样。
And so when we have the Lord as our joy, there will be transformations in our lives.
我下面讲一个那个第二目的的见证。
So here is a testimony of D.L. Moody.
这个是美国大概有史以来最伟大的布道家。
He would be the most, the greatest evangelist that America has ever seen.
他在1871年的时候,
in 1871,
他那时候在芝加哥已经是个非常有能力的传道人。
He was already a much empowered preacher in Chicago.
教会里有两个姐妹在他讲道的时候，那个脸上的表情总是很奇怪。
There are these two particular sisters in the congregation. Whenever he preaches, they will have a very interesting facial expression.
他就问他，你们有什么不对劲吗？
And so once he asked them, is there something wrong?
他们说穆蒂牧师，你讲道时，我们一直在为你祷告。
He said, when you are preaching, Peter Moody, we constantly we're praying for you.
然后穆蒂就说，你为什么不为会众祷告啊？
Moody asked, so why aren't you praying for the congregation?
他们说，他说牧师啊，我们觉得你有一个缺乏。
And so they said, well, preacher, I think you have a shortcoming. Deficiency.
我有什么缺乏?
So what am I lacking?
你需要能力。
You need strength.
所以这个Moody, 心里面是有点不太高兴。
And so there was a little displeasure in the heart of Moody.
我在芝加哥是最有能力的牧师。
And saying that I am the powerful preacher in Chicago.
不过他还算有点谦卑。
But yet he does have that humility.
他把这两位, 请到他家中跟他交通。
And so he invited these two ladies to his home to have some interaction.
那么, 这两位姐妹就告诉他说, 你需要, 被圣灵大大的浇灌，得着从上头来的能力。
And so these two sisters told him that you need to be greatly anointed by the Spirit so that you can receive the power from the heaven.
在那两位姐妹为他谈完话为他祷告的时候
，And after their conversations, these two ladies again, two sisters again prayed for him.
非常奇妙的，有一个非常大的饥渴来到他的心里面。
And something wondrous happened. This great thirst came into his heart.
他觉得他心里不满足。
There was a sudden dissatisfaction in him.
那他有时候也会在神面前哭嚎、lament 悲哀。
And there were times where he would lament before the Lord.
那个 hunger, 那个饥渴在一直加增。
And there was this increasing hunger in him.
到个地步，他对神说
，It came to a point where he said to God,
你要是不给我这股能力
，Oh, if you do not give me the strength,
给我这样的同在，我几乎没有办法再服侍了。
To give me this presence, then I will not be able to serve further.
那年的十月八号。
In the same year, on the 8th of October,
即芝加哥发生有史以来最大的事。
Chicago, there was the greatest historical event in Chicago, and that was the Great Fire of Chicago.
他的教堂也烧掉了。
Gone was his church.
但是奇怪，他里面的饥渴比从前更为强烈。
And yet, that hunger in him became even greater after that.
他求主的灵充满他。
And he asked for the Spirit of the Lord to fill him.
那年的十一月，他到纽约去。
He went to New York that following November.
就在 Lower Manhattan 走路的时候。
And as he was walking in Lower Manhattan,
他在走路的时候，他向神祷告。
As he was walking, he was also praying to God.
神啊，你为什么不让我与你更亲近，与你同行呢？求你拯救我，脱离我的自己。
And saying that, God, why aren't you letting me to walk even more intimately with you? Help rescue me from myself.
求你完全的充满我。
May you fill me totally.
赐给我圣灵。
That you would bestow upon me the Spirit.
突然之间，他心里有一股大风吹到他的心里面。
And all of a sudden, he experienced this.Great wind that was blown into his heart.
让他觉得他里面喜乐的承受不了。
That he has such great joy that he could not handle it.
整个人好像被提了一样。
It's as if he has been lifted up.
他要赶快找个地方跪下来祷告。
That he just had to find a place to kneel down and pray.
正好在转角有个朋友开店。
And it just happens that there was.A friend's shop right around the corner.
他跟朋友说：“你给我一个房间。”
He's telling the friend, "You got to give me a room."
要像命令一样。
Essentially, as if he was commanding.
他进去以后也没有什么解释，就把门关起来。
And after he got into the room, he did not give his friend any explanation. He shut the door.
他在里面几个小时。
He was in there for a few hours.
下面是Moody 他自己说的。
And this is what Moody himself said.
我很少提这样的经历。
I rarely mention such experiences.
他像保罗被提到三层天一样。
It felt as if he was like Paul has lifted up to third heaven.
太神圣了。
That it was too sacred.
太奥秘了。
Too mysterious.
太神太圣洁了。
That God is too sacred.
我几乎不敢去提。
I dare not mention this.
主的爱大大的浇灌我。
That the Lord's love greatly poured out upon me.
他说我只有一个祷告。
I only have one prayer.
主啊，够了，我受不了。Stop your hand.
Oh Lord, I've had enough. This is too much. Please stop your hand.
我们今天知道的目的是这件事情发生以后的目的。
The Moody that we know more.Is the Moody that has happened that came after this particular event?
但是 Moody 说他经过这样的一个经历。
Moody himself said after he went through this particular event.
整个世界在我的心中好像一粒微尘。
The entire world that he sees before him is as if just a speck of dust.
没有办法与那个主的同在带来的喜乐能够比较。
That it is incomparable to the joy that comes from the Lord.
Jonathan Edwards 也有类似的经验。
Jonathan Edwards has a similar experience.
他写过一份他的 personal narrative.
In his personal narrative, he wrote this.
在里面讲到他十八岁时候他的得救的经验。
He spoke about his salvation experience when he was 18 years old.
当他得救的时候，他也得到这样的一个喜乐。
When he was saved, he received such joy.
那个时候，他正在读大学。
He was in college at that time.
这五月暑假以后，他回到他爸爸的家中。
During the summer, in May, he returned back to his father's home.
在后面的树林里面散步的时候。
That when he was taking a stroll in the woods in the backyard.
他在默想提摩太前书一章十七节。
He was meditating upon 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神直到永永远远阿们。
To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
当他在默想这个经文的时候
And as he was meditating upon this particular verse,
他觉得那个神荣耀的那种感触进到他灵魂里面。
He spoke of this glorious sensibility that came into him and filled him up.
扩散在他心中。
It began to expand in his heart.
神非常的超越。
That God is so God is transcendent.
他喜乐的好像被提到天上。
That he has such joy as if he's been lifted up into the heavens.
他巴不得他整个人消失在神的里面。
That there was even this, he would rather just be vanquished in the presence of.
他非常非常的喜乐。
Oh, sorry, not vanquished, but vanished. And he was very, very joyful.
他不断的念这段经文。
That he continuously he read this passage continuously.
在1737年他三十四岁的时候。
In 1737 when he is 34.
这个时候他已经在侍奉中间了。
So he's already serving.
他在他的自述里面提到这两件事情。
In his autobiography, he mentioned these two incidents.
我们相信他还有很多，他挑了这两件事情。
We believe that he has many other experiences in his life, but he picked these two.
当他祷告的时候，他觉得中保耶稣充满在他心里。
That when he was praying, he knew that the medium who is Jesus Christ was filling his heart.
他藏在森林的里面哭泣。
That he he laid down in the woods and he was crying.
大约有一个钟头的时间。
For perhaps about an hour.
当然是非常的喜乐。
It's crying out of joy.
他愿意整个人被基督充满。
That he so willing for Jesus to fill him up.
用圣洁的爱来爱主耶稣。
To love Jesus Christ with sacred love.
好，那么这些就是提到一些圣灵来的喜乐的一些的见证。
And so these are examples of the joy that comes from the testimony by the Holy Spirit.
那么这样的喜乐这样的见证这样的 blessed assurance 重要不重要呢？
So is it important to have such a blessed assurance?
Yeah, 我真的非常喜欢 blessed assurance 这首诗歌。
I really really do like this hymn blessed assurance.
2015年是Fanny Crosby 过世100周年。
And so 2015 was the 100th anniversary of the passing of Fanny Crosby.
那时候我在马里兰教会服事。
I was serving in the Maryland church.
我们教会诗班特别办了一个 Fanny Crosby 的纪念的音乐会。
And so the choir held a memorial performance.For Fanny Crosby.
用各样的乐器或 choir 来唱他十几首诗歌。
Using all varieties of instruments and choral performances to sing the hymns that she has written.
Fanny Crosby 自己的墓碑上刻的 Blessed Assurance 第一节。
And on the tombstone of Fanny Crosby is carved the first verse one of the song.
这首诗歌是先有音乐才有诗歌。
This song, with Blessed Assurance, the music came first before the lyrics.
诗歌的作者是Mrs. Knapp, 她好朋友的女儿。
So Mrs. Knapp, who is the daughter of a good friend of Fanny Crosby, was the one who wrote the melody.
Metropolitan Life 创始人的太太。
This is the founder, the wife of the founder of Metropolitan Life.
当她写了这首诗歌以后，她就跑去找 Fanny Crosby 阿姨。
So after she's written this melody, she went to look for Auntie Fanny Crosby.
弹给她听。
I played the song for her to listen.
哇，这 Fanny Crosby 的确是从神来的恩赐啊。
Oh, and what a divine blessing Fanny Crosby is from the Lord.
当她听完了这个音乐以后
，After she has heard the melody,
她就说了一句话。
She said this one statement.
It's blessed assurance.
It's a blessed assurance.
你给我五分钟。
Give me 5 minutes.
她就进入到房间里面安静下来。
She went into her room. She quieted herself down.
大概不到十分钟。
In less than 10 minutes.
她就出来把这首诗读给他们听。
She walked out with the lyrics and she read it for them to listen.
她是个瞎子，你们知道。
As you know, Fanny Crosby is blind.
她从来不写字的。
So she doesn't write.
她所得到的诗歌通通在这里面。
So all the songs that she's received, they're all impressed in her mind.
所以她就把三节的歌词读出来给他们听。
And so she recited these three verses of the song.
我们感谢神从天上赐给了我们这首 Blessed Assurance.
We thank the Lord that from heaven we are given this song, Blessed Assurance.
几乎没有一个基督徒不喜欢这首诗歌。
There are very few Christians who will not like this song.
罗马书第八章我们读完的十六节以后。
Now that we've read Romans 8, verse 16,
你继续向下看。
If you are to follow through,
十八节到二十五节讲到外在的苦难。
In verses 18 to 25, it speaks of suffering, external sufferings.
你生活中有苦难吗？
That there will be sufferings in your life.
更糟糕的是26节到30节讲内在的软弱。
And then in verses 26 to 30, it speaks of something even more aggravating, and that will be our own weaknesses.
外在有生活中的麻烦。
So external to us, there are the troubles of life.
内在有我们从罪来的软弱和败坏。
And internal, we have our weakness, our fallenness, our sinfulness.
然后罗马书八章第三十一节到第三十九节几乎是一首诗歌。
And then we hit upon verses 31 to 39, which reads like a song.
那么保罗为什么在这边唱歌呢？
So why is it that Paul is singing here?
这个诗歌其实是一个挑战。
Here it is.This song is also a form of challenge.
外在的苦难使我们痛苦。
There will be external suffering that causes pain.
内在的软弱使我们忧伤。
There will be internal weaknesses that will cause us sorrow.
在我们神儿女人生的这个人生的路上，我们似乎倒下去了。
That in our journey of life we are about to collapse.
但是保罗到了最末了的时候，他却 站起来向整个宇宙发出挑战。
But yet at this very end, Paul in fact stood up and sent out this challenge to the whole universe.
谁能抵挡我们呢？
That who can be against us?
谁能控告我们这些被神拣选的人呢？
That who can accuse us who have been redeemed and elected by God?
谁能定我们的罪呢？
That who can condemn us?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
That who can separate us from the love of Christ?
当然，这些答案都是否定的。
That we know that these are rhetorical questions.
可是，罗马书第八章整个的关键在第十六节，圣灵的见证带来的喜乐。
And we see that all of that goes back to the crux, and that is Romans 8:16, the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
像迪尔·穆迪，像 Jonathan。Edwards, 这些经过天上喜乐的人
like D.L. Moody, like Jonathan Edwards, who have experienced this divine joy,
或者任何一个基督徒尝过天上喜乐的人
or for any Christian who has tasted this joy from heaven,
他能够面对外在的苦难
they are able to face this external suffering,
他能够面对内在的软弱
they could face up to their inner fallenness,
因为无论如何圣灵在我们的里面给我们做见证，阿巴父啊。
Because no matter what, the Holy Spirit is testifying for us crying out, Abba, Father.
真的在我们教会生活中、可能这苦难不见得会临到你的身上。
And so perhaps in our church life, this suffering may not come upon us.
但是我们在基督身体里面的时候，我们真是看到常常是、天有不测风云。
But when we are in the body of Christ, we can also see that life is really not within our control.
所以基督徒的保障不是在环境，而在我们的内在。
And so the treasure for a Christian does not lie in his or her circumstance, but in our inside of us, not external to us.
因此我们我觉得Moody给我们做了一个非常好的榜样。
So I do believe that Moody has set an excellent example for us.
他能够向神有一个非常强烈的渴慕。
That he has such a strong hunger for God.
我们也可以起来向主这样的祷告。
And that we too can rise up and have such a prayer to God.
主啊，求你把圣灵的同证赐给我。
That you will bestow upon me this testimony of the Holy Spirit.
使我活在地上，好像活在天上。
That for me to live on earth is to live in heaven.
使我经历过你的荣耀。
That I will experience your glory.
让我们知道如何为你的荣耀而活。
That I will know what it means to live for your glory.
我们在这两位前人的身上，我们看到他们都是极其渴慕主的人。
So we see our Christian predecessors that they are people who hunger for God.
我们真的不用那么羡慕穆迪大有恩赐传福音。
We do not quite need to be envious of Moody in terms of his evangelistic competency.
但是我们应该羡慕 Moody 他那么样的渴慕主。
But that we should be jealous, we should desire for the kind of hunger and thirst that he has for God.
2003年是 Edwards 降生300周年。
And so 2003was the 300th anniversary of the birth of Jonathan Edwards.
那时候我们有一个旅游团到新西兰，到他的家乡去访问。
And so at that time we had a group that went to New England to his hometown to have a visit.
我们找到了那个地址。
We found the address.
哇，那边都是Connecticut 州的那个新西兰的景色。
And so we could see the typical scenery that we expect in Connecticut in New England.
我跟弟兄姐妹说。
I said to my our brothers.
当然，这个房屋已经不是他们家族的房屋了，我们也不能进去。
We know that this house no longer belongs to the Edwards, and we cannot just go right in.
那三百年前房屋已经不在了，都后来重新盖的。
The house that was standing there 300 years ago is no longer there. Now it's a newly constructed.
但是草地和森林还是从前那一片。
But the lawn and the woods, they are still the same.
让我们觉得加拿大 Edwards 他在这森林的时候，他第一次得到从上头来的喜乐。
So it is as if we also stepped in to the time when Jonathan Edwards in the woods received this joy that came from above.
当你读他的作品，你还可以感觉到他的那个墨伯的属灵墨伯的跳动。
And when you read his works, you can also feel his spiritual pulse.
挑起我们心中的渴慕。
Stirring up a pulsating desire for God.
就像我们读穆迪的见证一样。
Just as we read the testimony of Moody.
Westminster Confession 讲到 assurance 有这么样一段话。
In the Westminster Confession, there is this particular statement that is spoken of when it comes to the testimony of the Spirit.
这个 confession 他说，圣灵见证这样的救恩的确据，不是每一个人都有的。
He's saying that not everyone will have such a testimony of a salvation assurance from the Spirit.
它不是我们基督徒信心的本质。
This is not the elemental nature of our faith.
也就是说你可能信主但你缺少了这一个救恩的确据。
It could be that you believe in the Lord, but that you lack this particular testimony.
上次我们方才讲过，我们都那么爱唱Blessed Assurance.
But earlier we said, as we love to sing Blessed Assurance,
就代表我们每个人的心都盼望得到那一个有福的确据。
It speaks of this desire in our hearts to receive this Blessed Assurance.
信仰告白他这样说。
And so in the Westminster Confession, it says this.
基督徒信徒可能要经过长久的等候才得着这样的确据。
That a Christian will have to wait over a lengthy period of time before they can receive this assurance.
可能要经历不少的艰难。
Perhaps they will have to go through different hardships.
我们开头讲到那个姐妹。
Earlier on, we spoke of that the sister, the widow.
这个姐妹没有读什么书。
She's really not that well educated.
她可能是信了耶稣以后才学习认识读圣经的。
It might be that it's only after she came to know the Lord that she began to read the Bible, began to know how to read.
你要是更多知道她的生平，你会觉得她是一个非常可怜的人。
And so if you know more about her life, you know that she's led a rather pitiful life.
她是一个好基督徒。
And she is a good Christian.
可是 她成为一个喜乐基督徒，这两个是不一样的。But
of her becoming a Christian and her becoming a joyful Christian, these are two separate matters.
Moody 怎么得到那个喜乐的经验呢？
So how did Moody receive this joy?
就是有两个姐妹在她讲道时，在下面为她祷告，挑战她开始的。And
it came from his perceived challenge from these two sisters who were in fact praying for him during the sermon.
但Moody也等了好一段时间。
But Moody did have to wait quite a while, including his church being burned down.
可是神却，芝加哥有大火。
But Chicago may have this great fire.
可是他心中有一个更大的火在烧。But
in his heart, there was now a greater flame that was inflamed.
使他饥渴要得到那个从上头来的喜乐。
Such that he hungered and thirsted for the joy that comes from above.
那么这位姐妹她怎么得到这个喜乐呢？
So how did this sister receive this joy?
哎呀，从她儿子开始谈恋爱到结婚，一路上我们都过了教会里看，我们都来旁边看的。
And so it began as us as observers from the sidelines. It began when the son started to date.
她经常就在哭泣。
And she became a woman with many tears.
他明显看到在拔河赛他输了。
Because she clearly saw that in this tug of war, it was no competition, she had lost.
这个儿子找到另外一个女人了。
This son has found another woman of his life.
我想没有经过这些艰难。
I think without going through such hardships.
那天他看到那一幕。
That when she walked into the home and saw the scene that played out before her.
媳妇在那边躺的。
With the daughter-in-law sprawled across the sofa, with her son buzzing around her, serving her.
在这个之前，她已经流了很多的眼泪了。
Oh, before that, she has already poured out buckets of tears.
她已经知道她已经掌握不住她的儿子了。
She knew that she has no more hold on her son.
那么这个景色看到以后，对她来说，她要怎么去回应呢？
And so for her to see that scene, how is she going to respond?
我想她应该是要流更多的眼泪，更多的愤怒，更多的苦读，心中的苦读。
And so under normal circumstances, you would think that she will be just spilling out tears and bitterness.
这些都是天然的。These
would be natural.
但是圣灵对她说话。But
the Holy Spirit said,
何等的可贵，圣灵对她说话。How
precious it is that the Spirit spoke to her.
那么 我们看起来好像很简单。And
so we see this thing as something that seems to be very simple.
但是她的确是经过很多的艰难。But
she did go through many different trials.
哇，太多事情了。
of so many matters.
她爱这个媳妇。
She did love this daughter-in-law.
这个媳妇, 生产了以后,
after the daughter-in-law gave birth,
她替她做客家人吃的麻油鸡,
she made the sesame chicken that is a specialty by Hakka people.
她媳妇说, 你要毒死我啊。
The daughter-in-law actually just said, are you trying to kill me with poison?
但是因着那个喜乐的经验，这些事情通通都不成为艰难了。
Oh, but because of that joy that was in her heart from that particular day, all these were no longer an issue.
所以说 Westminster Confession 他这里说， 我们要历经很多的艰难。
And so Westminster Confession says that yes, we will go through many hardships.
经过长久的等候。
That we will go through a lengthy waiting upon the Lord.
但是当时间到了的时候，
But when due time has arrived,
神会赐给我们这个从天上来的喜乐。
That God will give us this joy from Him.
这 Confession 是 差不多400年前写的。
This confession was written about 400 years ago.
我觉得很有智慧。
And I think it's written with much wisdom.
你没有必要去用那些非比寻常的方法。 那是非常奇，你不要用那很奇怪的方法。
There's no need to try to go through extraordinary or weird ways.
你还是用寻常的方法。
That you are to go through the normal.
你可以得到这样的一个确据。
And you will receive such an assurance.
神认为时候到的时候， 神就给你了。
When God deems that it is, when deems that the time is right, He will give you such a
assurance. 这个最后， 在旧约马拉基书第3章这样的说，
In the book of Malachi, it says this in chapter 3.
你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
That the Lord that you've been seeking will suddenly come to His temple.
立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的， 快要来到。
And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, He is coming.
在哈该书第2章有过这么一句话。
In the book of Haggai, in chapter 2, it says this.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
And that the glory of this temple will be greater than that that came before.
我们的心就是神的殿。
That our hearts is we are the temple of the Lord.
求主赐给我们渴慕。
May the Lord give us such a desire.
求主加添我们的渴慕。
May the Lord increase our desire.
当时候满足。
That when the time is up.
这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
That the glory of the temple of today will be greater than that of yesterday.
我们的责任就是寻求他。
That we have a responsibility of seeking Him.
在神所认为对了的时候，
and that in the time that God deemed is right,
我们的主要忽然进入他的圣殿， 充满在我们心里。
That the Lord will suddenly appear, enter into His temple, fill our hearts.
求主赐给我们圣灵中的喜乐。
May the Lord bless us with the joy in the Spirit.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们要再次呼叫你，阿巴父。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we have to come to you and call you again, Abba Father.
我们都愿意好好的来跟随你。
That we desire to follow you in all the right ways.
随从圣灵的就是 生命平安。
And that we will follow the way of the Spirit and will experience the peace of life.
好叫我们能够用清洁的良心来 爱你，
and that we'll love you with clean hearts,
侍奉你，
to serve you.
我们更求主赐给我们渴慕。
We ask that, Lord, you will grant us this thirst and hunger,
开我们的心眼，
that you will open the eyes of our heart,
让我们看到天上的景象，
such that we can see the heaven,
让我们能够在地上的时候预尝天恩的滋味，
such that even on earth we can already taste what it means to have a heavenly grace.
主啊，夏令会我们的主题是愿你的国降临。
And so Lord, our retreat, our theme is Thy Kingdom Come.
我们相信将来有一天我们都要真正的进入那永远的国度。
We believe that there will come this day when we will finally and fully enter into this kingdom.
将来一定跟今天不一样。
That what is to come will definitely be different from what is today.
但我们只求将来的荣耀和喜乐。
We do seek the future glory and joy.
今天能够部分的品尝在我们生命的中间。
And that we can already taste that partially today.
我们求主用你的喜乐来充满我们。
Lord, may you use your joy to fill us up.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And this is our prayer by the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
哇，你们这个。